Maseches Shabbos, Perek Chaf Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses the concept that we learn from a pasuk in Yeshaya that on Shabbos we refrain mimtzei chatzecha from pursuing different business type of affairs, v'daber daver, and from speaking certain things, speaking about doing malacha that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So these things we refrain from on Shabbos. The Mishnah goes through specific cases. Lo yiskar adam peilam b'Shabbos. A person cannot hire workers on Shabbos. This is a problem of doing his business, mimtzei chatzecha, to hire them. Velo yemer adam l'chaverei. And a person can't tell his friend, liskar l'peilam, that he should go hire workers for him. He can't ask someone to go hire workers for him, even if he's asking him to hire workers after Shabbos for him. This is a problem of malachas, that he's not allowed to speak about doing this on Shabbos, and he can't be doing this business. The Mishnah now discusses the tchum. There's a tchum, 2,000 amos, where a person is settled on Shabbos, and he's not allowed to go beyond that tchum, or 2,000 amos beyond the city that he's living in. If someone has business that he wants to carry to after Shabbos that's outside the tchum, he may want to go all the way till the end of the tchum on Shabbos, so that when Shabbos ends, he'll be close to the malacha, to the work that he needs to get done. So the Mishnah says that there's restrictions on this. Ein machshichin al tchum, a person can't wait until dark at the end of the tchum. So he travels to the end of the tchum and waits there at the border until dark, and when Shabbos ends, liskar poilim, to go hire workers, ulhabi peris, or to go get fruit that are growing to pick them. These are things that he shouldn't be doing on Shabbos itself. Nor should he go to the end of the tchum and wait there until Shabbos ends in order to do these things. Aval machshichu lishmar, but he is allowed to go to the end of the tchum so that after Shabbos he can go and guard a field that's growing there, guard property there. Well, maybe peris biyadai, and once he's there, he can bring back fruit that if he wants to, since his purpose is to go there to guard that property. And guarding the property is not something that's prohibited on Shabbos. Since that's permitted, he's allowed to also go to the tchum in preparation for that, for after Shabbos. Klal Amar Abishol. Abishol came to give a general rule about when one is allowed to go to the end of the tchum and wait until after Shabbos. And he actually comes to argue on the previous opinion. He says, Kol Shani Zakai V'Amirasai, anything that I'm permitted to speak about it on Shabbos, Rashayani Lahakshech Halav, I'm also permitted to go and wait at the end of the tchum until nightfall in order to do it after Shabbos. And here he's coming to include that discussing things that are malacha that need to be done in order to perform a mitzvah are allowed to be spoken about on Shabbos, even though in general one is not allowed to speak about a malacha that he's going to do after Shabbos. But if it's for the performing a mitzvah, he is allowed to speak about it. Examples of this are going to be given in the next Mishnah. And Abishol is coming to include that since I can speak about doing a malacha for a mitzvah on Shabbos, I can also go to the end of the tchum and wait there until after Shabbos in order to go and do that malacha for the sake of the mitzvah. Mishnah Dalet gives examples of this. Machshichin al tchum lefakeach al iskei kala. A person can wait at the end of the tchum boundary till the end of Shabbos lefakeach al iskei kala in order to attend the needs of a kala, a bride, whatever malacha is needed to prepare for that chuppah, for the kala. So he can go to the tchum, to the end of the tchum, and wait there until after Shabbos to care for that. That's for a mitzvah. V'al iskei meis, and for the needs of a dead person, l'havi le'aron, to get a coffin, v'tachrichin, or burial shrouds. So a person can wait at the end of the tchum until the end of the Shabbos to care for these needs. This is for a mitzvah purpose. Nachri shehevi chalilim v'Shabbos. If a non-Jew brought flutes on Shabbos, and these flutes were used for sad tunes at the funeral, and these flutes were brought from outside the tchum on Shabbos, and the Nachri, the non-Jew, did a malacha over here. He brought the flutes from outside the tchum for the sake of a Jew, and one is not allowed to benefit from a malacha that was done by a non-Jew for the sake of a Jew. So the Mishnah says here, La Yisbeit Bem Yisrael, the Jew should not use these flutes to do a hesped, to eulogize and make him bring out the sadness of the funeral. He should not use these flutes. until he waits, he has to wait the amount of time that it took for the non-Jew to bring them here. He has to wait that amount of time after Shabbos in order that he's not benefiting from this that the non-Jew brought on Shabbos. Elam came bo mimakam karav, unless the flutes were brought from a very close place within the tchum, then you don't have to wait because it's just a small amount of time and it will automatically, the funeral will take place within that amount of time necessary of waiting. Asu le aron v'chafru le kaver, if a non-Jew made a coffin for the non-Jew's own sake, or he dug a grave for the non-Jew's own sake, either for another non-Jew or to sell. So here, the malacha that it was done on Shabbos was done for the sake of a non-Jew. Then you cover by Yisrael. Then a Jew may be buried in it immediately after Shabbos. You don't have to wait. Then b'shvil Yisrael, but if it was done for a Jew, a non-Jew did the malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, then the lay you cover by a lamas. He should never be buried in there. The Jew should not be buried in there because it's a disgrace for this Jew being buried there that malacha had to be done on Shabbos in order for the sake of his burial in a non-permitted way, and it's a disgrace to bury him in there in that grave.